you all on the committee. Most of them reasonable. You know, we're not really talking anymore about the landfill. And some of them were sort of more pointing towards the future, because we weren't really, this committee is specifically about a solar farm, not about other solar projects yet, although that's what we can start thinking of in the future. Anyway, Peter, did you want to go through?
Yes. Hello, everybody.
Hello, so, Peter.
After hearing the comments and the discussion with the CAC, I spoke to Tom and we agreed that maybe we should switch directions and change the product, the procurement vehicle, from a request for proposals to a request for expressions of interest. It's a little different. It's a better tool for where you're not certain that you'll get a response from developers to create a solar farm. They need to, this gives the potential developers an opportunity to look at the site, do a little bit more research, do a little more study on the project to see if it's viable for both the developer and the city of Hudson, and if the location works, et cetera. So we switched gears where a request for a proposal would be something that is more solid, that you would say, I want this product, I want this feasibility study done on this building, tell me what's inside. This is a little bit more, tell me if you're interested in this space, does this space accommodate, will it work for a solar farm and supply enough energy where it supports the city of Hudson and the community itself. So that's the biggest change we've got going on here, beside taking out the landfill. Which, you know, I have my opinion. Obviously, you heard some of that last time, and we won't go into that. So the expressions of interest basically will ask developers to submit their thoughts on installing, owning, operating, and maintaining a solar energy system in the city of Hudson. And on the two parcels that Tom had identified originally, and they're known as the Atlas Brickyard, and the other one, which the Atlas Brickyard is 15.8 acres, and the other property is known as North 2nd Street Extension, and that has 62 acres. And just as a general, I'm looking at the Columbia County Planning GIS map right now. Mm-hmm. It's north of the tea factory. And if you go north and to the right of the tea factory behind the Hudson High School, you'll see a solar farm existing there already. So you can, if you wanted to see what that looked like, mm-hmm. what it might look like on our property, you can go to the Columbia County Planning GIS map. So these properties are just north of the tea factory.
Those, yeah, me and Tom already visited the yeah. site.
Yeah. It looks pretty good. You think it's a good site?
Yeah, that's a good site.
Yeah.
Good. Right now it's not being used for anything. Right.
So, right. Exactly.
Yeah. Something is better than nothing. So if I could, I'll go through a little bit of what, and again, I'm developing it. I'll develop it in the next week, and I'll send it to the committee for some comments, and then we'll continue to refine it up to the next meeting.
Right.
And then we'll decide where to move on that. So within the next week, you'll get a rough draft, and then we'll just keep refining it. So basically, the RF request for expressions of interest, It's issued to allow Hudson to evaluate options and determine the project and financial arrangements that best meet the city's interest, right? And it's a preliminary step to basically determine the level of interest by developers and potential site users in the development of the properties as a solar farm, and to explore interest in alternative methods of developing solar, and to solicit interest by firms, individuals who may assist the city with development of a solar farm. That's basically the gist of what this is about. And in there, the statement of purpose is what I just read. The background I will include, based on the comments we heard since last meeting, something about the where the site is located and the sensitivity to the North Bay. So I'll put a statement in there that the project is located in the North Bay, situated along the Hudson River, And we'll also have a site visit. I don't know how far these developers may come from, but we'll also arrange for a site visit in this process. And the area, I'll describe the area. Some of this description comes from some of the literature and the studies that have already been done on the North Bay area. This one specifically comes from a study. I'm going to include it verbatim. And basically, it talks about approximately 120 acres of surrounding land with brownfield industrial remnants, as well as significant habitat. Site contains a class one stream fed freshwater marsh, which is affected by tidal influxes of the Hudson River, part of the larger Stockport Creek. And so it'll describe some of that sensitivity so that the developer comes in and says, hey, this city is serious about doing solar, but they're also serious about that area and how sensitive it is and the value of it. So I'll put that in there. That's that'll be something I'll add. And the idea is to increase revenue for the city of Hudson through developing a land lease, right? And mm-hmm. reduce energy bill costs for residents and utilize unusable property, basically.
Right.
And increase our sustainability goals. So in the project description, I'll include something in there. I'm going to structure it such that we may put in there a one-year option so that the developers, I'll think about it, a one-year option for the developers to assess the feasibility of the site. Gives them an opportunity to get out of it. So they'll go in and do some studies. Does it work? Does it not work? Maybe we'll reduce that to 6 months. And then followed by a 25-year lease after it's determined that they're going to move forward. And 25 years is typically the useful life of the solar panels that exist.
Peter?
Bill, yes.
Oh, sorry. You faded out for some reason.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the 20 will issue for 25-year life and then create some additional five-year options, perhaps in this lease agreement, that would be exercisable by the city of Hudson's discretion. And then the respondent, the developer will own the system and they'll be responsible for the design, engineering, the permitting, the installation, testing, operation, maintenance, repair, vegetation management, decommissioning. And we'll put that all in there. As part of their responsibility. They're responsible for owning, insuring, commissioning, interconnection, metering, and the security of the system at all times. We'll have that language in there mm-hmm. so that when they get this document, they'll understand what our intent is. Also responsible for all project costs, including but not limited to all the materials, labor, et cetera. That's all on them. We won't be involved in any labor agreements, any contract. We'll issue one contract to this developer, and they will manage the entire construction and management of everything. And then we'll include in there this big issue about decommissioning so that they don't leave the remnants of their solar system there.
Right.
We're going to have some decommissioning that they'll be responsible for removal of all the panels, racks, and anything else that's there that they were using to support the system.
That's good.
Any questions?
No, I just want to say this sounded a lot like, when we looked into this three years ago, the one developer we talked to it sounded very similar to what you're suggesting.
Great.
So, and it was just Atlas Brickyard at that point. So it looks good. It sounds great.
And so then we'll have in here, we'll have a site visit and I'll be there. We'll go through their site. We'll mm-hmm. look at the maps. We'll go there physically and then we'll get some information that way. The developer will be responsible for any additional studies. That's why they might need 6 months to a year to kind of figure out what they want to install there, mm-hmm. how big of a system. We're not going to say we need a X megawatt system to be placed there. We'll ask them to review the site, do some studies, and then tell us how it works in the best interest for both parties.
Mm-hmm.
And we also want to make sure that they understand that they're getting the land. They're going to lease that land on an as-is basis so that, whatever they find, whatever they uncover, any site conditions, it is what it is based on You know, when you sell something as is, that's what we're trying to lease them as is.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking in that regard. So the other piece is at some point, you know, we want to have some community engagement, right? Because if they develop a community solar system, which not just goes back into the grid, but it can be sold to the municipality, mm-hmm. we want them to have some interaction with the public and do some outreach and educational events. They call this system like community solar. You may have heard that around now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to ask them, if that's the case, that they will do some awareness, outreach, and education so people can be encouraged and buy the solar directly from where it's being made. So this expressions of interest request is intended to be just a preliminary step to determine the level of interest by developers and potential site users in identifying, you know, the best location and explore the interest of alternative methods for development of the solar farm. So that's the idea here. You know, if we get several responses, I'll feel very good about it. You know, if we get none, then we know we have to find another location. But this will give us, there'll be a litmus test of whether this is a good site or not.
Right.
And, you know, I'll put some other language in there about our rights. I plan on doing this similar as we do with an RFP in terms of questions. We'll ask them to submit questions by a deadline. Mm-hmm. Well, like I mentioned, we'll have that site visit, the pre-bid meeting, and we'll identify how we'd like their submittals to come in, which is typical of an RFP. So that's my plan to shift gears and go to an expressions of interest. I think it's the right thing to do based on what we heard. You know, we identified the sensitivities. We're going to include information we heard over the last few weeks. So, you know, we'll get something back and we'll at that point identify whether those sites are viable based on that criteria. And then we'll have to determine whether we negotiate that, change that, have further discussion on, you know, how we move forward. So that's my plan.
Great.
If that's okay with you, I'd like to move that forward.
Yep.
Yeah.
Come on, sounds good, right?
Yeah, that's a good plan.
Great. Any questions? Any other questions?
We do have a CAC member here. David?
David, any questions? How's that sound to you? He's muted.
You're muted, David, if you're trying to talk. Hmm.
I realize that I just I had a number of things open on my desktop. It sounds better.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds. I mean, I'll take it back to the group, but you know, we're relieved.
But we're gonna focus on the two sites that Tom initially identified. You know, it was my idea that since we were in the area, you know, we explore something else. But you know, I realized in short order what that means. And this way, we'll ask the developers what they feel about that site. You know, we know the proximity of it to another site nearby. But, you know, I think it's a good test to see what interest might be there for those two specific sites. They look pretty good for solar. We'll find out. We'll put this out. I think this is the better way to go than an RFP. I hate to put an RFP out, get zero responses, and you know, find out that it's the wrong answer. This way we'll get ideas and we'll get some information, and it'll be a better product when the RFP goes out. After we get these expressions of interest results, we'll put the RFP out based on what we heard, and we'll have already an audience to send it to already. So that's all the plus here. Does that work for you, David?
Yep.
Great. I think we have a plan. And with any luck, we can put that before the council at the next meeting and begin circulation.
Sounds great. And I'll get working on this, Tom, in the next week or so, maybe sooner. I'll give a rough draft to the group just to kind of fine-tune it a little bit more before we do the final draft. Mm-hmm. And then you can make the decision and we'll go.
Great. Great. And David, some of the other recommendations in your email were great, but you know, they were not really what was immediately on our agenda. They're certainly talking points for the future.
Yeah, I think that's part of the way we were looking at it.
Okay.
It's like we don't only want to say we don't think this is a good idea. We want to also look to the future and maybe start thinking about a comprehensive approach to renewable energy.
Yeah.
Within, you know, across the city, and you know, instead of just like, what about this site? What about that site?
Right.
So it's
No, I get that. But the idea of a farm is partly to generate some revenue. That's like definitely part of it. But the other stuff is certainly, you know, worth thinking about. You know, I'll mention that to the CAC as well, that, you know, we can work together.
Yeah, that would be great. I mean, we think also, you know, in long run, from an economic perspective, being able to sort of circle back to the plans that the CLC had been drawing up, see, you know, where maybe costs can be cut and find a way to connect the city to open space would be just amazing.
Yeah, no, it would be great.
So,
and that's, you know, definitely. One of the reasons I even agreed to start thinking about the landfill is because I thought we could somehow incorporate what CLC was trying to do. You know what I mean?
Right.
If it didn't involve them, I wasn't interested, because that was... You know, I knew how how eager they were to get something going there, you know?
Yeah, I guess our other viewpoint was that the landfill area has become, I mean, I think we kind of described what kind of habitat it's become, but it's with this sort of interconnected, you know, restoring habitat where you have meadowlarks and bobolinks nesting, and you have eagles and other birds of prey, you know, doing what you're hunting, and that when you cover that landscape, you know, we've gone into some discussions with Hudsonia and other people. What happens is the mammals that prey on the eggs and the nesting now have cover. The eagles and birds of prey stop hunting, and the whole ecosystem kind of starts to break down again. And I mean, we kind of think that's worth preserving if we can. Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for the memo.
Okay.
I mean, this is, you know, part of one of the things I've always been trying to do here is have the various agencies and groups talk to each other, you know. It's CAC has been sometimes left out in the cold on certain issues, you know. So I'm glad you're showing up and
doing
that.
Thank you.
Peter, as always, thank you. We look forward to it. Brief meeting, but thank you, everyone.
Great.
See you next time.
Bye. Thank you very much.
Bye.